Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
So a big real estate developer and a well-connected tech startup have a plan to install batteries from electric car company Tesla at office buildings in a Los Angeles suburb. Let me explain. Tesla manufactures an electric car. You may or may not have heard or have seen these cars, but they're really cool cars. Well, developers from the Irvine company and a startup called Advanced Microgrid Solutions announced that they're planning to build large battery farms, each the size of about 5 parking spaces, at buildings in Irvine, California. The startup's software can switch the buildings to battery power when electricity demand on the power grid is high, like during hot summer afternoons when air conditioners are blasting. This relieves some of the stress on the power grid during peak times. The deal is part of Advanced Microgrid Solutions' work with the local utility Southern California Edison to provide it with the equivalent of 50 megawatts of battery systems. And as part of that, Advanced Microgrid Solutions plans to install about 10 megawatts of batteries in Irvine just in 2016. So 10 megawatts is enough energy to power about 10,000 homes. For comparison's sake, a company called GTM Research estimated that about 220 megawatts worth of batteries will be installed across the United States this year. Southern California Edison has a plan to install 250 megawatts just in California over the next few years. Utilities can use batteries to make the grid more stable and to avoid building new expensive and dirty power plants that they only operate during times of peak power demand. California has also required utilities to collectively install over a gigawatt of energy storage by 2020. A gigawatt of energy is about the equivalent of a large nuclear or natural gas plant, so we're talking about a lot of power. Building owners are also interested in buying batteries so that they can run buildings off of battery power when electricity rates from the power grid are high. Building owners can lower their monthly energy bills by switching on to battery power periodically. Now, for the first part of the deal, Advanced Microgrid Solutions will install Tesla batteries at 24 buildings managed by their Irvine company. Those batteries can lower peak electricity demand on the power grid by 25%. Now, I'll stop there for a moment because this is where I think we're going. If we look at solar power and the increase in solar power, and some of you have contacted me asking if you should put solar panel systems into your house, and I warn my listeners of the potential issue that they may have in doing that. So the good news is power created from the sun is, once the systems are installed, is essentially free energy. It costs a company like SolarCity roughly $30,000 to install a system on a house. If the owner of a house decides to sell within the 20-year lease, they're going to have to transfer the lease with the sale of their property, and some buyers are rejecting that obligation. I have a client I met with in Beltsville. They have solar panels that they put on within the last year. They're generating $100 in savings each month on their electricity bill. That is a significant amount of savings for anybody. And it cost them nothing. The company installed the system because they also capture a certain amount of the electrical value, that generation of electricity. So they're making money by generating electricity off the top of your roof. Now imagine what happens, and this is where the future comes in. Imagine what happens if the commitment for you to save a certain amount of electricity based upon the current cost of electricity is actually reduced. The savings is reduced because the number of houses with solar systems cuts the overall demand for electricity generation so that the power plants do not need to operate. And in fact, they're not willing to buy the power back from you the way that they are today. You will then be in a position where you'll want to maybe even create all of your own electricity and store it in batteries at your property. Doesn't it make sense to eventually be off the grid, so to speak, to be able to generate electricity for your house? Now, we're not there yet. As mentioned, Tesla, a great car manufacturer, is selling batteries to a company in Irvine, California, to use with office buildings to generate a 25% savings in the electrical bills for these different companies. They're able to do this by collecting power from the sun and then using that power at what otherwise be a high time of day. When the demand is the highest point, that's when the electric companies will charge the most money. The same thing is true here with Pepco. I think the future, and I don't think we're there yet, I think it might be 5 or 10 years, maybe 15, but we're going to move as the number of people who take on electric panels onto their house increases, the generation of electricity and the freedom in cost that that brings will actually cause the price of electricity to drop over time, and people will then want to store the electricity. So I think investing in companies that produce batteries for home operation, you know, again, at some point in the future is probably a good bet. Well, that's the future of electricity for your house, and the demand for electricity is not going to go down. The need for us to have electricity for all of the different electronics that we use is only going to be where it is now or grow, right? So beware, just a thought about the future of electricity, solar panels, and batteries in your home. Before you invest in solar panels or putting in a geothermal or doing anything major in your house, if you want to know the real value of that in the resale of your property and the potential hiccups you might face, please contact us at the Eric Stewart Group. We don't mind being a sounding board, even if you're not selling anytime soon. Please think of us as a resource before you think of us as a realtor. Ultimately, our goal is to be your realtor for life. It starts by being a great resource, right? To that end, we have a list of all the preferred vendors, the people that we work with, and we're building that list every day at the Eric Stewart Group, adding new, great, vetted vendors of all different kinds. If you're a vendor listening, you think, gosh, I wish I could be a part of that, please reach out to us. Contact us through ericstewartgroup.com. If you're a listener and you want information on good vendors to help you get your home ready to sell, or maybe just to maintain the home you're in, or maybe you want to age in place and make some modifications, regardless, go to our website, ericstewartgroup.com, and you can download a free copy of the Preferred Vendor Guide. You can also call us if you don't have the internet, and that's toll-free, 800-900-9104. Again, 800-900-9104. Oh, and lest I forget, the return on investment is addressed in the Market Ready Guide, which you can also download at no cost at ericstewartgroup.com. Quick break, final thoughts, right after this.